Okay. Morning, everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me on behalf of the European Commission to this event. I have had some difficulties to come here today, some budgetary constraints in my organization that hopefully have been overcome, and I have also the opposition of my son, who was extremely reluctant to me to be here when Spain is playing this evening in football match. I had promised him to watch the match with him, so I did wrong policy proposal, and then I have to pay for that. I promised something I could not do. So seriously, now I'm very happy to be here with you, because some of the issues you are discussing are of interesting for me from my professional work in Brussels, and also from a personal perspective. I have been following the TACD for many years now. First, I did it as a civil servant working for the Data Protection Unit in the European Commission. And then last year I moved to the Copyright Unit, and I'm following now the same debate from a slightly different perspective. I have been given the difficult job of setting the context. That's something I cannot really do, because the topics are too many and very interesting, all of them. So the only thing I can do is to tell you the things I find interesting, the things I would like you to give me some feedback or your views, and I promise to take good note of all your remarks and share them with my colleagues in the European Commission. For the Americans who are with us today, I work for the European Commission. Even if I am a Spanish citizen, I do not work for the Spanish government. I do not receive orders from Spain. I only work for Europe, for the European Commission and for the European Union. So I'm completely independent from any instructions from Madrid. My hierarchy is the European Commission hierarchy, and they are my employers. What I would like really is that you write down my email address in the Commission, and you keep it with you, and then every time you think that you have something interesting to share with me, you please send me an email, and you tell me, well, I have found this paper particularly interesting for the work you're doing, and here you are. I would like to say that the fact that the Commission is having some debate in some forward-looking issues doesn't mean that we will end up in any policy proposals, because this is a political decision which is completely out of the hands of the services. This is something to be decided by our political leaders, and that we don't know. What we are going to do, the services, is to reflect on a series of issues and promote a debate. Whether or not at the end of the day there will be any practical output, that I cannot tell you, to be completely honest with you. The second warning I would like to do is that if you want to share something with us, with the European Commission, or you just want to drop me an email, please send me data, evidence. At this moment, we really don't need more arguments, because arguments we already know. What we need is you to substantiate your arguments with data that we can compare with all the data that other lobby groups present to us, and then we can have sort of a balanced result from the consultation process. I cannot stress enough the importance of submitting evidence and data and examples and cases. This happened to me. This happened to a friend of mine, because this is terribly helpful at the moment. Arguments, I think we all know what it's all about, but data, we all lack this sort of information. the things I'm interested for my work in Brussels, the things I will be following with interest these 2 days, are the overall impact of the directive on copyright and related rights in the information society. We are supposed to do a better regulation report, which is supposed to evaluate the impact of this directive and to see whether or not this directive is still fit to respond to the challenges of the information society. So I would be interested in getting any data which measure the benefits and the costs of the directive. Of course, I am convinced that you would be more interested in sending us evidence of costs or problems caused by some provisions of the directive. That's fine, because we will have many people sending us examples of benefits of the directive. So anything you may give us in this regard will be very welcome. Then we would like to know whether there are any new concepts which were absent in 97 when the first proposal of the directive was launched, which need to be now taken into account. For example, I have seen in your program that you will be discussing about several things: new concept of ownership, collective work, new ways of licensing. Do we really need to integrate these new concepts in the law? Maybe yes, maybe not. If yes, you would have to tell us why. What is the evidence supporting that? In the last time we changed the legislation, the directive, the policy making was, we don't need to introduce new concepts. We will just adapt all concepts to the new digital environment. Are we still there, or do we need to go forward and consider new concepts? Another thing which is particularly interesting is the issue of exceptions. Are exceptions sufficiently harmonized in Europe? If yes, do we have to consider any fine-tuning to these exceptions? Some of these exceptions have proven to be not suited for the digital environment. These sort of questions are important for us. Then there is an initiative on digital libraries, which has been directed by our colleagues in Digital Information Society. The question there is, for example, the role of scholarly publishing. They are very interested in considering some scenarios where there will be better access to knowledge in a reasonable way and without making any harm on the interests of right holders. Well, all these reflections are also in the program, are interesting for us. We all would like also to consider a possible regulation on orphan works. On that we are just following the U.S. example. How do we translate the U.S. debate to Europe? Because the situations are sometimes similar, but they are not.